Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Some information concerning propagation and solar activity provided by the Department of Radio and Space Services, the Australian Government Broadcasting Organisation in Sydney, New South Wales. The IPS reports that level of solar activity has increased slightly since our last report. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has risen to 71, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has increased to digit 6. And those figures are likely to remain for the immediate future, meaning that shortwave propagation on high frequency paths, including darkness paths or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz, will improve. And that, so those sorts of conditions will last for some time. The current solar cycle is currently in the phasing down part of the cycle. It's now expected to conclude around about June of 2019. So in the meantime, we'll be expecting to continue to be associated with erratic and unreliable high-frequency propagation on the high-frequency bands, particularly on darkness paths. In the meantime, some information now concerning shortwave broadcast from Australia. In Alice Springs recently, the Shadow Minister for Regional Communications, Stephen Jones, announced that a shortened Labor government will provide the ABC with $2 million Australian dollars in funding to help re-establish shortwave radio services across the Northern Territory. Labor says Australians living in remote areas already face significant communications challenges, and the loss of access to ABC services from shortwave radio has cut people off from emergency broadcasts as well as being an important connection to the rest of Australia. The ABC cut their shortwave service in January 2017, following federal government budget cuts, and since then, organisations like the Northern Territory Government, the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, the Northern Territory Seafood Council, representing commercial and tourist fishing businesses, as well as Amateur Fishermen Association, the Indigenous Rangers, long-haul transport drivers, and the Toyota Land Cruiser Club, representing the Grey Nomads, have raised concerns about the loss of these services. For remote First Nations communities, shortwave radio equipment is relatively cheap to purchase and does not require external power to operate, where, by contrast, other forms of communication such as mobile phones, television and broadband all rely on mains power. In January 2017, the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, wrote to the then Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, asking him to work with the ABC to restore the shortwave services. At the time, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Senator Nigel Scullion, was critical of the ABC's decision, saying, "Shortwave radio transmission is an essential service, especially in times of emergency such as cyclones and floods, for people in rural and remote areas of the Territory. This is a really poor decision by the ABC board, which is supposed to ensure the broadcast provides services such as the shortwave radio service not offered by other organisations. Labor believes that it was premature to cut ABC shortwave radio services, and that if the ABC had not been under intense budget constraints, this decision would never have been made. Labor's funding commitment of $2 million to restore ABC shortwave services is in addition to their commitment to reverse the Morrison government's $83.7 million cut to the ABC, as well as a guarantee of funding certainty over the next ABC budget cycle. All that information was from the newsletter for radio presenters and radio persons operating in the industry known as Radio Info. And we'll just keep in touch with what's happening with that proposal.
Winding back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the gum trees are growing and the Murrumbidgee's flowing beneath the sunny sky. There's my mother and daddy awaiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see. And no more will I roam, cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go. Childhood, once more I will see, and no more will I roam, cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go.
That's some news about international broadcasting stations. This is for the current transmission season, the international transmission season for B 2018, which has now been in operation for a few weeks. Information I'll now give you is provided by the excellent summary produced by the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan. And that mainly relates to frequency allocations in the 13 meter band, that's the 21 megahertz band. 21470, the BBC, from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE. Programs in Somali from 1400 to 1500. On 21480, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, a religious organisation, from the Talata, Madagascar relay station, between 1230 and 1245, a 15-minute program in Indonesian. Also on 21480, Radio Free Asia, from Tinian Island in the Marianas, broadcast 0600 to 0700 in Tibetan. And 21490, Radio Romania International, in English, from 1200 until 1257. And 21505, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service, in Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic from 1155 to 1457. And WRMI, the religious broadcasting station in the USA, on 21525, broadcast from Okeechobee, Florida, between 1530 and 2100. And Radio France International, using the old time frequency of 21580 in French from Issoudun, stationed there in France, between 0700 and 1759. The same frequency, I'm sorry, the next frequency, 21600, is the Voice of America from the Tanang Philippines relay station, broadcasting in Tibetan between 0300 and 0400. And 21620, another frequency for the Voice of America, also from Tanang in the Philippines, and in Tibetan between 0400 and 0430. The BBC from the Dabiya relay station in the UAE, broadcasting in Hausa, 21630, between 1400 and 1430. And another frequency for Radio Saudi International, 21670 in Indonesian, from 0900 to 1157. And the frequency for Radio France International, 21690, from Mutilata, Madagascar relay station, between 1200 and 1300 in French, and the same frequency, 21690, from the Issoudun transmitting station, 1500 to 1600 in Swahili. And the Voice of America, 21760, from Tanang in the Philippines, in Tibetan, from 0500 to 0600. And another frequency for the VOA, also from Tanang, is 21795, between 0300 and 0400. And right up on the top end of the 13 metre band, the allocation is 21800, the Sound of Hope, the official, or the unofficial political broadcasting station, broadcasting from Taiwan in Chinese and Cantonese, between 2300 and 1000. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.